Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Dream On podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer, and today I have a very familiar co-host slash guest. It's Hawa, everybody. She is back.
Hi. It's me, Hawa.
I am so excited to have Hawa back on the podcast. I was on one of her episodes. Now she's coming back to be on one of my episodes. We're kind of like playing tag, getting on each other's podcasts, you know, like going back and forth. And today's episode is one that I think is going to be fun and like interesting to talk about, especially with more than one person, which is why I really wanted to have Hawa on this episode, because today we're talking about how dreams change. And what I mean by that is not how dreams change over the plot of like one single dream, like over the storyline, because that's something that we've talked about a lot on the podcast. Today we're talking about how dreams change over the years of your life. So this is like long-term how dreams change, not even just like overnight or whatever, like as you sleep through the week, none of that. We're talking about long-term. So this is going to be interesting because Hawa and I, we've talked before in a few episodes, we tend to have pretty different like kinds of dreams. So I thought that it would be good to get her perspective on this episode just because we both have such different dreaming experiences. And I wanted to see like what was the same for both of us and what's different. So Hawa, thank you for being here, first of all.
Thank you for inviting me, first of all.
Do you want to remind everyone of the name of your podcast and what you talk about on there?
Yes. Hello, I'm Hawa. I also have a podcast called It's Just a Dream. Over there, I tell my craziest, scariest, saddest dreams in a storytelling fashion. So if you love Jennifer's podcast and you love when she tells you her crazy dreams and you're like, oh, Bonaloni, I want more of that jazz, you should come over to my podcast where you can hear all of my super crazy wild dreams, like the one where I'm trapped on a boat with my entire family and a tidal wave is coming to kill us all. Or I'm trapped at a school, a lot of being trapped. I'm trapped at a magical school and it's like Harry Potter, but like I'm bad at magic instead of being naturally gifted. Classic. All those fun things. I also have a series on my podcast called Scary Story Showdown, and I had Jennifer on there.
Yes, and it was a good episode. If you haven't listened to it, you should really go to Hawa's podcast and check out that episode, because yes, I'm on it. We dueled our scariest dreams and I won, because our listeners already voted and I won. So you should all go listen to my winning episode.
Yes, she won. So I'm here on her podcast to announce that you had the scariest dream. Here is your reward.
Yes.
That I promised.
Thank you so much.
We're having a freaking rematch, though. I don't know if I can curse. You were having a rematch.
In that like kind of little vein, before we even get started, I had a dream a few nights ago that Ooh. I was literally scared so bad. Not because the dream was scary, but because in it, I saw Gollum from like Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, like in the distance. He's like the one, it was the one from the movies. So it's like that little freak who's like all bony and his eyes are like huge. I was scared so bad. It Not scared the crap out of me. He was so scary. And I was terrified, and I was, like, on a train, I think, when I saw him, and he was just, like, on a hill, like posing over there, like, welcome to Chili's, posing, yeah, like, he was over there, and it was so scary.
That's so funny. Why was he there?
I genuinely don't know. I think he was, like, let out of, like, a basement, like, cage by the dream villain, and I don't know what he wanted him to do, but it was really horrific to see him, and I was really hoping that he would not come up again in the dream, and thankfully he didn't.
Maybe he wanted a friend.
No, he did not. I'm not his friend. I will kill him.
Oh my god, Murtar?
It's me or him, and he's going down.
You know, Gollum kind of looks like Dobby from Harry Potter.
I thought you were gonna say he looked like me for some reason.
Oh my god, no, you don't look like you don't look like Gollum at all.
That's true.
If you were Gollum, you would be a sexy Gollum.
Oh, I hope not. I think that's even worse than normal for some reason.
Gollum in like a bathing suit.
Oh my gosh, he's already in like a little gosh, what's it, like a loincloth. He's like
Gollum with a BBL.
Oh my god. This is good content right here. For 6 minutes, we're getting into the serious discussions.
We have to.
Okay. So, just to kind of outline what we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about how the settings, dream cast, outfits, and plot lines of your dreams have changed over the years. And we're going to start with the things in that list. We're going to begin with talking about the settings of your dreams and like how those have changed. So do you already know what you want to talk about for that, or do you want me to go first?
No, I'm a little bit confused when you mean by like settings. Like...
Yeah. So for that, I'm talking about like kind of the location of each dream. So maybe there are like places now where you have a lot of dreams that take place in a certain location and they didn't before. Or maybe you used to have dreams that took place somewhere that now you don't really have any dreams that take place there. So, and that can be like obviously it's like if you have gone somewhere now that you didn't go before, like you, like your university or something. Like obviously you couldn't have had dreams that took place there when you were a child because you'd never been there. But like that stuff counts. But also like maybe if you had like a childhood home and you used to have a lot of dreams that took place there, maybe you still have dreams about that, or maybe you don't. It's like, you know, kind of the locations that you focus on in your dreams, maybe they are still around or maybe they're not, like how they change over the years. For me, when I was much younger, and I talked about this on the podcast before, but it doesn't come up in that many episodes. My dream world, I guess, was like really small. Like it was very small. And I could essentially like map it. Like I could draw out where stuff was. And I had a lot of the same locations come up. Like I just had a lot of dreams that were like taking place in Costco. Like so many dreams that were like, oh yeah, Costco. And then when I left Costco, it was like always the same outside. And it was like always exactly the same. And I could go on like a specific path and I could know where I was in like the dream world. And I could find other locations from other dreams. And it was very weird. Like my whole dream world was very small. And that is totally not the case anymore. And now I don't see any of those old places that I used to see.
Oh.
So yeah, so like I had like Costco, I had like a big mansion that had like fountains and stuff outside, and honestly I don't even remember the inside of that place, but I was outside of there a lot, and there were like wheat fields nearby that were like super expansive, and there were just places like that that I saw a lot. And now I don't see a lot of those places, and I still have recurring locations, which I talked about in another episode, but just in terms of like every night, the locations of my dreams tend to be different, unless it's like a realistic dream where I'm, you know, going to school or I'm at home or something like that.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know why I don't know why my like dream world used to be so small. I think it might have been like a comfort thing, mm-hmm. of like I was just like comfortable with it being so small because I always knew where I was, and like that might have been something about being so young that like when I was lucid, it was just comforting for me to be somewhere that I recognized because I was so young and I didn't want to go like new places, even though it was fake. Whereas now maybe I'm just more comfortable with that. And so I'm not bothered. And it's just like fascinating to kind of go over that stuff. And that was one of the reasons I wanted to do this episode, mm-hmm. because I think that we talk a lot about our dreams, you and I, but maybe like examining how they change over the years isn't something that we reflect on specifically.
Okay. Yeah. So for context, I am not a lucid dreamer, just for everyone.
Yeah, that is important to say.
I am not a lucid dreamer. So you were like lucid in those dreams as well, right? When you were
a lot of them, yeah.
Baby Jennifer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ow.
So are you okay?
I hit my hand on my desk.
So I'm not a lucid dreamer. You have to go listen to our episode on my podcast to figure out why I don't try to lucid dream anymore. It's a whole long story. But for me, I would say it depends on where I was in life. So when I lived in my childhood home, I had a lot of dreams that took place in my childhood home. But when I moved out, I've never had a dream about that place ever again, because I don't live there. So there are dreams that, but even then in my dreams, I would be anywhere but my house. Like if I was in my house, it was because it was a nightmare, or it was more like it's my house but something's wrong. Yeah. Like Uncanny Valley type of thing like that. But a lot of times it would just be in different places. Like I told you about one dream where it was like, it was Salem. I was in Salem. So like it was my house, but the doors open and then you're in like Salem in like the fucking 1920s and you're like, huh? Right? Or in other dreams, I used to live in a condo with like, you know, those like suburbia, like white houses.
Yeah.
And so I would dream about like the drive, the road, when you like drive up to those houses and you see them all. I would dream about that a lot as a kid. But then the moment I moved out, I haven't dreamt about it ever since. Right. So like, that's how I know that those set dreams are from childhood. And then even when I was in college and I lived in the dorms, I never had dreams while I was in the dorms. It was only until I left that I started having dreams about my dorm room and all of those things.
Okay. So,
and I still have dreams about my dorm room. And I think mostly that's because I went to college in 2019, summer of 2019. And I graduated summer of 2020. And in between that, there was this little thing called the pandemic. And that happened my third semester, which would be like junior year. But my college was like, it was a performing arts college. So it was very accelerated. So 1 year would be like 3 years in like a normal college.
You went crazy.
Yeah, we went crazy over there, right?
Yeah.
It was dance and ballet, you know how it be. Think about Dance Academy. That's basically what my college was. But during the pandemic, during March, we were all sent home and I couldn't go home because my mom was immunocompromised and my dad lived in Africa. So I couldn't leave. So I was trapped in the dorm for like 6 months. It was just me and like four other people, and I never saw those four other people.
So it was just like haunted the whole time.
Basically, like almost like it was just me, and I knew that there are other people in the dormitory, but I never saw them.
That is like scary.
Yeah. So I spent a lot of time alone in my dorm room and in another classmate's dorm room because I was taking care of their pet, like a betta fish that they left because they're a bad owner. So that was like literally my like 5-6 months. So I have a lot of dreams from there now, but I never had dreams while I was there about like the dorm room and the situation I was in, because I needed to disassociate from being trapped in this like 2x2 dorm room, because I lived in New York, so the dorm room was tiny and there was a cockroach that also paid rent to be there, so I had to share it with him. So
that's great.
And when I was there, I remember all the dreams were very like fantastical and like really insane and really wild and all that stuff. But they all started at the college, and then they would go crazy and things like that. And actually, the reason why I started my podcast was because I had a nightmare and I called my friend and I was like, let me tell you about this dream. And then we just started sharing dreams with each other. And that's how we got the idea for the podcast, because of all of that. But yeah, basically. But usually the settings are like a house, but it's a house I've never lived in. Or it's somewhere that's familiar, but there's something like off with it, but I can't figure it out for some reason. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, modernly, like the settings vary. Do you have any recurring locations that aren't like real?
That aren't real?
Yeah.
So for a while, it would be the dorm at the LA college. So my college was, there's two versions. There was the New York version and then the LA version. And me and my friend were always talking about going to LA and going to the college in LA. So for like months, the LA college kept reoccurring because we were like, oh my God, we're going to go there. And so I had a lot of dreams that took place in that LA college, even though I had no idea what it looked like. Yeah. I had no idea what the dorm room looked like, but I was just making up in my head. And so I had a lot of dreams taking place there until I went to the college and I was like, oh, okay. So it doesn't look like my dream.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it. I don't really have places that like, that I don't know that reoccur. Yeah. Right. Cause usually because my dreams have plot, which we'll get into later. Sometimes it's like this reoccurs for this dream and this plot. And unless I have that dream again, then it won't reoccur.
Yeah. The only thing I would still say about my settings of my dreams as well is that I've always had a lot of, like, dreams that took place on the beach and, like, next to the ocean. And that's not something that's changed. That's just kind of always been there because I think I've always loved the beach. And I've always had my great grandma who lives like right on the water because she lives in a little beach town and on like the central coast of California. So I've always been going to visit her ever since I was super tiny. So that's always kind of somewhere that's like existed for me in my mind and I've been familiar with. So I've always had dreams about the beach and I've always had dreams about the ocean. And the only thing also that's like changed since really young childhood, because my first dream journal I started I think it was, well, it was, let me check the year real quick. Yeah, it was in 2015 that I wrote the first dream. So I think I was like, I don't know, I'm not gonna try to do the math, it doesn't matter. But
he was an age, okay.
Yeah, I was younger. So I, gosh, what even was I going to say? It does. Oh, yeah. Okay. So obviously, since that time, I've read a lot more books. I've been a lot more places in real life. I've seen a lot more movies. So I think that my, just like my life experience and my imagination have both expanded. So I think that in terms of settings, my just like ability to imagine something else has increased. And so I think that that's another reason that probably the diversity of settings in my dreams has increased, just because my mind has increased in terms of like conceptualizing new things. So I think that's worth mentioning too, because obviously you can only dream about something you can imagine. So if you're encountering more things and like new information, then that also can like increase your ability to dream about new things.
Yeah.
So I think now's a good time to move on to kind of the next facet of dreams that can change. And let's talk about the cast of your dreams now.
Let's talk about the cast of your dreams.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So to clarify, what we mean by like the cast right now, obviously you can have like a lot of different kinds of people in your dreams because there can be like a whole dream population, but I'm not talking about just like the general population. I'm talking about the specific people that you see in like a lot of dreams. So like obviously for probably most people, your family is going to be in a lot of your dreams if you're close with your family. Like you'll see them in a dream, you'll do stuff with them in a dream. Like that's kind of a constant. But more of like a changing factor over time would be like new friends that you have, old friends that you used to have that you don't dream about seeing anymore because in real life you're not that close anymore. Like stuff like that, you know, because things shift over time. And for me, it's actually super interesting because I have this one specific friend and I am still in contact with her now, but I wouldn't really call us like still friends. Like we don't really like talk anymore.
Like acquaintances? But
like, yeah, like we still see each other and it's like we still have that bond of like we used to be really close. because when we were younger, we were like best friends all through elementary school, like best friends. And now we're just not that close anymore. But when I see her in my dreams, my response to her is still like we're really close. Like when I see her in a dream, it's like I trust her completely. Like I'm happy to see her. And it's like those residual feelings are still there. And when I see her in a dream, even though in real life, we're not like that anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is very interesting because she still does show up in my dreams. And it's not super common, but like of all the people that I used to be good friends with, you know, just throughout my life, she's really the one that I still will like see in my dreams.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Is it my turn? Okay.
Yeah.
So for me, the biggest one, you already know who I'm going to say, my family. Me and Jennifer are talking about this off the podcast, but I have a very, very, very big family. Like around like 23 siblings.
And that's not that big. That's casual. That big. Average.
Average size. You know?
Nuclear family.
Nuclear family. You know. I have a really big family. My dad's a polygamist, so he has 3 wives. And then my mom, she has a bunch of kids. I'm a twin. So if you know, like, having a sibling is one thing, but when you have a twin, it's a whole nother thing. There's like a deeper connection and stuff. Like my mom would tell me that when my twin sister were little, we would like make up a language and we would like talk shit about her in front of her with our made up language, and she would get really upset. But yeah, I'm a twin. I have twin older brothers. My twin older brothers gave birth to twins, just like 4 sets of twins. And my family is very vast. So there's like the youngest,
a lot of
like,
twins.
Yeah, a lot of twins. It runs in the family. I'm kind of scared to have kids. I'm gonna just have quadruplets like right off the bat and panic. But like the oldest people in my family are like almost like 100, like 100, and like I think the oldest is like 103. And then the youngest people in my family are like infants. So it's like very vast and very big. And I am a huge family person. So when my family shows up in my dream, it like freaks me out a little bit because I know something bad's probably gonna happen, like my boat dreams, like my family in boats. It's not it. It never ends well. Boat
somebody's dreams, going in the water.
Yeah, someone's drowning and it's gonna be me. I can't swim. So that's a big thing. Friends, I had this thing happen. I don't know if you've had this happen, but when I was little, I remember I would have these reoccurring dreams with people in it, but I couldn't see their faces. Like they were like, you know, when you don't unlock a character in like Subway Surfer.
Yeah.
That's how they would be. Mm. And so I would have these recurring dreams where there are these people, but I can't see them. They're all just like blacked out. And then in real life, I'll meet like someone and then I'll have the dream again. And then that person is like filled in with that person that I met. So I'm like, oh my God, I've been dreaming about you this entire time and I didn't even know. Kind of. I don't know. It's like something like that. But yeah, mostly my friends and my family. I also take it very seriously what happens to the people in my dreams, just because, you know, sometimes it can be like an omen, but that's just me being spiritual. Like, for example, this one still like gives me goosebumps, but I had this dream. I think it's like I shared it like episode 3 on my podcast. Don't listen to it. I'm going to re-record it. But I don't like the way I told the dream. I want to retell it. But in
the first time ever someone on someone else's podcast has been like, don't listen to my podcast.
No, if I get an influx of listeners, y'all are sick for that. I told you no, don't listen. But basically what happened was in this dream, it was super nonsensical. It didn't make sense. But there was this one part in the dream where me and a friend that I had, which I was close to her at the time, but we weren't like besties. We were escaping from these like creatures or something. And we ran up to the like, what's it called? The rooftop. to escape them. And she's like, oh, I have a way we can escape. Follow me. And then she got onto the ledge of the rooftop and she's like, we're going to jump off. And I was like, what? And so the dream shifted from us running away from these monsters to me convincing her not to jump off the roof and just like come with me. And she ended up jumping off the roof. So I freaked out. And so I texted her when I woke up immediately, like, hey, like, can we like go get coffee or something? Like, I'm really worried about you. And it turned out that like, my friend was actually going through something like really serious and she was considering taking her own life. Whoa. And I was like, yeah, anytime I have a dream about someone, I'm checking up on them. I don't care. Dang. Because that scared the fuck out of me. I'm like cursing so much. I'm so sorry. But
I think that was the first time.
Oh, sorry. It's like that scared the freak-a-doodle out of me. There you go. Because I was like, I was so scared because I was like, oh my gosh, like, because that dream just felt so like, that part right there just felt so realistic. So now anytime someone shows up in my dream and something bad happens to them, oh, I always check up on them. Yeah. Even if it was like they get a fucking like paper cut in my dream, I'm calling them and being like, yeah, hey, are you like okay, like what's up? Yeah. Just because I'd rather be the annoying friend that checks up on you because of their dumb dreams than yeah, something bad happening, you know? So mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dang. Well, in terms of changes over the years, has there been any like really specific changes that you can think of in terms of like the people?
Yeah. Or now, because this is new for me, I never had like original characters in my dreams.
Yeah.
You know, like people who only recur into their dreams. This is like a recent thing. And now I have like a cast of people who just like come back to my dreams.
Clearly inspired by me. Clearly.
Yeah. I am, if I remember correctly, I'm exactly 1 year older than you. Therefore, I dreamt it first. I have had more dreams than you. Therefore, yeah. But, like, a cast of recurring characters that will show up, and they'll just mold into the dream. Like, whatever the plot yeah. is, they'll mold into it. Yeah. So.
They play the roles in the
play. Yeah, they play the roles in the dream. So that's yeah. really interesting. And I think more and more, my dreams become more like an ensemble than, like, it's just me. Mm-hmm. It's, like, me and the cast of characters. And they are more like, before they used to act more like NPCs, like they were just there, but now they like are like fully fleshed out. They have their own feelings and emotions, and they get really upset when they're ignored or like all those things. And so sometimes it gets harder for me to distinguish like, oh, this is a dream, because they act so like human. And so I yeah. just think they are human. Like, this is obviously like a person. This is not like something my subconscious made up, right? Like, they have feelings. Or, like, on my podcast right now, I'm doing a dream series, which is basically me telling a dream, a long dream in, like, parts. And in this dream, like, there's a main plot that's happening. But what I had to cut out was there's, like, five other side plots that are happening with the individual side characters.
Oh, my gosh.
That are happening.
It's like a soap opera.
Yeah, it's exactly like a soap opera. Like, at the same time as, like, the main plot. And, like, all the characters have, like, these different arcs that you have to pay attention to and all this stuff. So, like, you get, like, super wrapped up in it. And then next thing you know, you wake up and you're like, that was a dream. I was so invested. What happened to Jeffrey? You know?
So, for me, in terms of the overall, I guess, like, the supporting cast that you're talking about, when I was in elementary school, I went to private school through middle school. So I had a lot mm-hmm. of the same classmates up until like sixth grade, and then a lot of people left and it like changed. Mm-hmm. But that like elementary school class, they were in like genuinely so many of my dreams. Like really? probably half of my dreams my whole class was in, and they would all be there. And sometimes I would like leave them because I was lucid and I would like fly away to go do something else. But seriously, they were in so many dreams and they were all just like there. And it would be us on a field trip or just like us somewhere. Like they were just there. And it's probably because I just spent so much time with them in waking life that it would feel unnatural for them to not be there because I had mm-hmm. known all of them for so long. And we spent so many hours of the day together. And then going on to middle school, then it kind of switched over from those people to like my middle school class. And then those people were in a ton of my dreams. And again, it's probably just because we saw each other so much that I just like expected them to be there every day. But then when I got to high school, that really just like stopped. Like, really? Of course I had dreams about high school and like about seeing people from my class. But that kind of small vibe, I think, that I used to have from having those same people there, it really just like went away, because now I didn't know everybody and there were people that were unfamiliar to me and I wasn't super close to them. And so my dreams also lost that quality where I wasn't surrounded by all these people that I knew. And that's really when I started having dreams where I was more by myself, surrounded by strangers and people that I didn't know. And it's a very specific turning point that started when I started high school of like, yeah, I'm not dreaming about the same people anymore that are around me. And now I'm more on my own. And of course I had dreams still about my family and my friends and like that stuff continued to develop alongside it. But that kind of default mode of having those same people around me, that went away like instantly. It just stopped. So
that's so interesting, because I had the opposite.
What?
Yeah.
You got older and started dreaming about the people from,
because I was bullied. Don't pretend to be shocked. Okay. Are you really shocked that I was bullied? Come on. But I didn't start dreaming about people like at school and stuff until I went to college, because I literally was with them like 24/7 because of our schedule, because we had classes from I think like 8 a.m. to like 6 p.m. and then we had rehearsals from 6 p.m. till midnight, and then we had to repeat. So we had like, it was just like that 24/7. Like this person, like my best friend at the time, we literally spent 24 hours together. We had all of our classes together. We'd go to like stage combat, to our acting class, to our dance class, to go get lunch, and then she would sleep over in my room, and then we would like watch all these videos and then practice our monologues and then go rehearse, and then the very next day we'd walk to school. Like all the time we spent all of our time together. Sorry, my mom is like coughing up her lung right now.
Yeah, that's okay. I've coughed a few times. Okay. I've coughed a few times in the episode, and honestly I don't think I can edit them out because we're both chatting, you know, and it's like I just need to leave it, because it's like,
yeah,
I had COVID a few weeks ago.
Oh my god.
And this is still the cough from that. It's like it doesn't go away. I'm just gonna have it now probably until I die. So
that sucks.
Oh. Yeah,
right on time.
Yeah, no, it's not gonna go away, so this is just me now.
Yeah, but
my podcasting career is over.
It's over. Get out.
No.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so like in elementary school, it would mostly be the dreams I had would be like me and then a cast of characters that I didn't know and I couldn't see, because they didn't exist yet. I didn't know who they were until I met them in real life. And sometimes it would just be like a stranger that I walked by and I was like, they have blue hair. And then in my dream, they showed up and I was like, oh, you. So yeah, you guys couldn't see my face, but
she was making a face.
Yeah, I was.
Just but imagine what it could have been.
Yeah, just imagine. That. Don't imagine. It might be a lot scarier than what you think.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So, the next category that we're going to discuss in terms of change across the years of dreams is one that I'm excited to get to, because I have some specific things in mind to talk about. I want to talk about how outfits change. So this is like what you wear in your dreams, you specifically. I don't care about the people around you. I don't care about them. They don't matter. This is about you. This is about me. This is about the listeners, all of us. This is like what we each wear in our dreams, because obviously you dress differently throughout your life. Maybe that's what changed. Maybe your style has changed in your dreams to reflect your real life tastes. But for me specifically, right, I tend to wear the same shoes like every day. And I tend to wear like the same tennis shoes every day. Or recently I got this really nice pair of leather boots that I bought for myself. And they were really expensive and I really wanted them. Like, I thought about it for months before I bought them. And I was like, you know what? I have a job. Like, I'm going to buy them. And I did. And it was a great decision. But for me, because obviously in a dream, you are most of the time inside your body. You can look down at yourself and see what you're wearing. And I noticed throughout my time journaling that my shoes, which I wore every day, in real life, if I got a new pair, then it would take a couple months of real life time for my shoes in my dreams to catch up and like switch over to the new pair. So I had a pair of gray tennis shoes for like a few years, because when I wore out the first pair, I liked them so much that I got the exact same pair again. And so I was wearing the same shoes for a long time. And then I got a new pair of shoes and it took months for my dreams to switch out the gray pair of tennis shoes for the new ones. Mm-hmm. And then when I got my new boots, which I also wear a lot, it took, it actually took like a slightly less big amount of time, specifically because, and this is like, this is like so dorky. Everyone has to like calm down for this. But like, I call these boots like my adventure boots because they look like little like video game character boots. They're like, they're so cute. They go to like mid calf. On my leg, and they're like little lace-up brown leather boots, and I'm obsessed with them. And I think because of this idea that I had that's like, oh, they're little like adventure boots, like I think it caught up faster in my dreams because I had this, like, I just had so much excitement about them. But even then, it took time for my mind to kind of almost like fit them into my reality and be like, oh yeah, this is what we wear, like this is what I expect to be wearing. So a lot of my dreams, I will dress in very casual outfits and it'll be jeans because that's what I wear pretty much every day. And it'll be a sweatshirt normally, like a zip up hoodie, which is interesting because I don't wear that every day. I have a lot of sweaters that I wear, but in my dreams, I guess I like to be prepared for severe cold because I'm always like ready in something like that. Like, I'm prepared. So, and then in terms of like formal wear, because I have a lot of dreams where I'll go to like parties or something like that. I mean, obviously those have changed as I've gotten older just because I've gotten older. And so I've gotten like just like different tastes and stuff. But that stuff, like the specifics of those, I'm actually saving for a future episode because I'm going to do like kind of like a top three like rating episode, and I'm gonna talk about like my top three outfits that I've worn because there have been some really good ones. So I'll talk about those later, but like, yeah, specifically the clothing, the shoes really stands out to me just because it's interesting that there's kind of that lag.
So when you do you just like spawn in with the clothes that you're wearing, or do you like have to go get dressed within your dream?
Oh, that's a spawn. Why would I have to get dressed in a dream? I don't wake up in a dream totally naked. You wake up in every dream naked?
No, let me defend myself. You're making me sound like a perv.
Well, it's just, it's weird. I don't think anyone else listening has ever had that experience unless you have a dream where you're like taking a shower or something.
So, depending on the dream, again, it based on the plot, right? Will depend on what I'm wearing. But usually I will wake up in my, like, let's say I wake up in my room. So I'm doing my normal morning routine. So I'm just in my pajamas. So I have to get dressed in order. I can't spawn into outfits. Like, I physically have to get dressed in order to go.
What?
Yeah. So I you don't have that? Like, for example, like, I don't teleport, like, oh, I have to go to school. Boom, I'm at school. I'm like, oh, I have to go to school. So then I have to go grab my keys and fill my bag and zip it up and put it on and, like, put on my shoes and struggle to put on my shoes because I always struggle to put on my shoes. And then, like, lock the door and walk downstairs and then walk to my campus, which is a 30-minute walk. Well, it jump cuts. No, it won't jump cut for me.
No, like, I know. I'm saying for me, it like jump cuts. And I think that's like the normal.
It doesn't
like
do that
the typical me. Like experience is like a jump cut. If it's going to actually make sense, obviously. Because a lot of dreams don't make sense in terms of like a
plot. That's crazy. Line. Like, but I think before when I was younger, I would just spawn. But now I can't spawn. I have to like get dressed. I have to go through my morning routine. I have to go make
the whole thing,
the entire thing. And I have a very meticulous routine. So that's why it's so hard for me to figure out I'm in a dream, because the first part of the dream will be like what I normally do. And I can't like,
just, what if a dream starts in like a different location?
Then it would change completely. Like there's a dream that I had. This is a dream I want to share in the podcast in the future, but there was a dream where I had, where I woke up in like a dungeon basically. Yeah. With like four other people, and I was in like my undergarments, but I was in red undergarments. And when I had this dream, my mom had this weird rule where I wasn't allowed to wear red. I just wasn't allowed to wear red. So I was like, oh, this is not mine. Like, I'm not wearing these. Someone put these undergarments on me. Like, I didn't come in wearing these. So that was part of the plot, because I was like, oh, right. But usually in my dreams now, I have to like go through the routine in order to do anything. Like, I have to go, I have to work. I have to
that
work.
Is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know, right? Like, I have to work.
When I change, if I change clothing in a dream, I'm thinking of like specific instances. Like, when I change clothing in a dream, it's because I'm specifically getting ready for something that I'm like about to do or that I like need to do. It's not like, it's like, oh, it's morning, I better get dressed. Like, if it's something like that, it'll probably be a jump cut, I want to say. Because otherwise, it's like a waste of time. Like, it's so boring. It's like so boring that the dream would probably just shift like instantly if that happened.
Wow. Oh, is it because you're lucid then?
No, not always. Because the dream will shift. Like, the dream shifts don't have to do with lucidity. That just is like... Maybe I just have like a shorter attention span than you. Like, you're like, I'm getting ready, and you're like actually like focused on what you're doing, and I'm like, I'm getting ready, and in my mind, like, my brain is like wandering, like.
Yeah, no, because I always do that. Like, at least now I do. Before, I probably like jump cut and like was like, yep, like Wizards of Waverly Place or whatever.
Yeah,
but like. One dream that I can, that's why I can remember my dreams so well, because there's so many details in like what I'm doing that are just like,
it's like methodical.
Yeah. So like in one of my dreams, I was like a teacher, and I wasn't in my house. Like, I was in a completely different house with roommates and everything. But I remember that like I was a teacher and I needed to go teach. So I remember waking up and getting ready, doing my morning routine, going into my room, trying to pick out an outfit, and like spending like 10 minutes trying to pick out an outfit and being like, oh, I don't like the way this looks on me. No, I'm gonna pick something else.
Okay, this is super off topic, but it's still kind of in like this realm of like questioning. So I think you and I have discussed before, and it might have even been in like the scary stories episode that we did, but when I am in a dream and I need to use the bathroom, there's always some issue
with
the toilet.
Yes.
And it's like the toilet will literally be raised on a pedestal in a room full of people. And I'm like, of course I can't use that. Or like, I'll go to use it and like, it'll be in like a bathroom with like stalls. And I'll go to use it, and like the stall doors will be so high that you can literally like just look under and see. And there's always a problem. And it creates this issue that is like always there. So when you have these dreams that are like so methodical, do you ever have to go to the bathroom?
No. Okay. So this is the funniest thing. I'm so glad you brought that up, because when I have to use the bathroom, like in that dream, I remember a couple times where I was like, oh, I need to go to the bathroom. That's the only time where it either jump cuts or just goes black when I like go to sit on the toilet.
Yeah.
And then it'll go back to normal when I'm like washing my hands and like looking in the mirror or something like that. Okay. But usually, sometimes in the dream, I like really have to go. Because at those times, I don't have to go to the bathroom at all. I'm just going in the dream.
Yeah, for the routine.
Yeah, for the routine. But sometimes I really have to go, right? And I have the same thing that happens where like everyone's trying to distract me and stuff. And I'm like, I can't use the bathroom. People are in here. But then at a certain point, I'm like, God damn, I gotta go. I don't care that people are in here. I'm gonna pee on myself. And that will immediately, like, I will wake up immediately if I try to use the bathroom and I actually need to use the bathroom. Like, I'll just go, oh! And then I'm like, oh my God. And then I have to, like, run to the bathroom because I'm like, so close.
I've had times where in a dream I'll need to go, like, so bad that I'll just go, even if it's, like, a raised, like, pedestal toilet. But I don't, like, I don't have, like, issues with, like, peeing myself when I'm asleep. But, like, I will. I don't understand the experience that people have where they're like, oh my gosh, like, if you go to the bathroom in a dream, you'll actually go. Because I've gone to the bathroom in a dream, and then I don't go to the bathroom in my bed. Like,
well, I think it's because I actually have to go, and I have bladder problems. Yeah. So when I gotta go, it's like, hey, man, we either gonna go right now.
Yeah.
To the bathroom or going in the bed. Like, it's your choice. And so I wake up and I'm like, no!
Yeah.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
And sometimes I'll wake up and it's like, obviously I have to go because that's why I was dreaming about it. But I don't even have to go that bad, you know?
Oh, that's probably why, because you don't have to go that bad. But like, in the dream, it's like, I'm gonna burst. And when I wake up, I'm like, actually going to burst.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh, I'll even have dreams where I'll go like mid-dream and then I'll finish the dream. And I won't just, like, wake up. It's, like, the dream will actually conclude and, like, keep going for however long. And then I'll wake up.
Do you sleepwalk?
I do not now, but I have a history of sleepwalking. You think I'm going in my sleep?
I think you are going in your sleep. I think you're just walking to the bathroom and going in your sleep.
No, because I would wake up. Because I wake up when I get cold. And I have, like, hardwood in my room. So I'd wake up from the coldness.
Okay. That makes sense. Because I was like, that's crazy. Because when I got
otherwise, that would be, like, viable. But, like, no. I, like, specifically am so bothered by cold that I'll wake up.
That's real. So it's snowing, like, so bad right now. And so I had to add a space heater in my room because it gets too cold in there.
Jeez. It is actually raining right now here in California. Which is insane because we're always in like a life-threatening drought. So right now it's actually raining for the first time like ever, and I think it's gonna keep raining all through next week. So that's good. We're getting some real rain.
Rain.
Now that we have gone on a good little sidetrack there, let's talk about how plot lines have changed over the years. So for me, in terms of plot lines, obviously since my settings have gotten so much more, I guess, customizable for dreams, I'm no longer limited by like such a small area in the dreams for their story to happen. So I'm able to have like more diverse plot lines just because I'm able to dream about more locations. So that definitely plays into it, but I've also, like, so many of my dreams are inspired by books I've read that just reading so many more books, like, really alters the plot lines of my dreams and just, like, really inspires new characters to be there. And that doesn't count for, like, the cast section of this because I guess they're technically recurring characters, but they're not, like, typical. Like, it'll be, I'll see, like, a character from a book, like, once in a while. It's not like I expect them to be there, like your family or friends or whatever. But yeah, they've definitely changed the plot line. But I have so many dreams that are like fantastical. Like I have way more fantastical dreams than I have of just daily life. If I'm having a dream about daily life, it's always going to be some sort of stress dream or something like that or like a false awakening. It's always something in that realm if it's about daily life, or it's going to turn into a nightmare. I don't have dreams that are just me going to the store, going to get lunch. I don't have stuff like that. I always have dreams where I'm in somewhere, like I'm somewhere insane. Like it's not just a normal dream in terms of like, and when I say normal, obviously I mean in terms of like normal life, air quotes, instead of something absolutely crazy. So, but that's always been like that. I've always had dreams that were not happening in the realm of reality. They're always like out there.
Okay, so for me, when I was younger, so for context, I have, my dreams have a lot of plot and like a lot of detail, a lot of plot twists.
I hope they picked up on that from what we already.
Yeah, like if you about. If you haven't realized, my dreams have like a lot of crazy plot. They have a lot of plot twists. It's like a little telenovela, like soap opera thing. But when I was younger, when I was like a little baby Hawa, I used to have a lot of like normal daily life dreams. So those would annoy the fiddle diddle out of me. Because I would have dreams where it's like, oh, I went to the store with my dad and I bought bananas. And then I would wake up and be like, oh my God, I bought bananas. Yo, I'm about to go in the kitchen and I'm about to make some toast. And I'm going to put some bananas on it and some peanut butter and some honey. It's going to taste so good. And I'm getting so excited. And then I'll go into the kitchen and there are no bananas. And I'll be like, yo, who ate the bananas? Only to find out that there were no bananas. I dreamt it. And I would get so mad because I was like, this is so, I was like, it kept happening. Or like I would have dreams. When I was little, where the plot was like, oh, I'm going to school. Like, that's basically the plot or the objective of the dream. I'm going to school. So I would get ready, like how I usually do for school. I would go to school. I would have a full day at school. I would come home. I would do the homework. Then I'd go to sleep. And then I would actually wake up and be like, I didn't go to school. I just had a
school dream. Oh, my gosh.
So that would be a lot of my dreams when I was little. Or there would be a not necessarily a plot, but an objective. And the thing that would happen was I wouldn't become lucid. I would be aware that this wasn't reality, but I wouldn't, I couldn't figure out what it was. And I wouldn't be able to stay.
I mean, I would still call that like a low level of lucidity. You should still give yourself credit for that. Because some people don't even get there.
I get like a low level of lucidity where I'm like, this is not a dream. I mean, this is not reality, but I don't know what this is. And the objective will be like, you need to find your friend. But I am a person that likes to ask a lot of questions. So I'm like, why do I need to find my friend? Where is my friend? What is this place? And they're like, shut up, Hawa. Go find your friend. And I'm like, well, which friend is it? Is it Haley? Is it Jennifer? Like, which friend am I looking for right now? They're like, just go look for your friends and don't go in the basement. Well, why can't I go into the basement? Just don't go. I'm not going to go. You told me not to go. But I need to know why I can't go in the basement because I'm just curious why I can't go in. Right. So I would ask all these questions or I would get sidetracked and be like, oh, look, a balloon. And then I'd go to the balloon and the dream would be like, no, Hawa, objective, objective.
Oh my gosh.
You have this to do. So now, modern time, my dreams are now a lot more detailed if they weren't already. But my dreams are a lot more detailed. Obviously, like what Jennifer said, with like I consume a lot more, so I read books as well. We read very different books. We can have a whole conversation about that. But I read books.
I'm sure they're all equally good though.
You know? They're equally good.
Yeah.
But like we're like night and day. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I read a lot of books. I'm an actress, so I read a lot of scripts. I watch a lot of TV shows, I watch a lot of movies, I write a lot of scripts. So I'm always consuming a bunch of media and stuff and creating a bunch of stuff. So all of that influences my dreams. So the plots are a lot more insane. There's more detail. With the dream series I mentioned before, Between the Sun and the Stars, that has like lore. There's a whole like society with rules and like a whole like hard magic system with different like tiers and how magic works and what can do stuff and what can't do stuff. And it's like all these rules and stuff. And obviously there's like a plot, a main plot, and then there's like five side plots. And then there's these characters that are very like fleshed out and like as human can be with their own feelings and emotions. And like they need support and all those things. Like all of these things are coming together. And so my dreams, like I guess my dream's main objective is to make me think I'm not in a dream. And she does it, you know, she really does it because I never think I'm in a dream. And sometimes I don't even remember falling asleep. So that's why I can't really figure out sometimes when I'm in a dream because I'm like, I don't even remember falling asleep. Like, I don't know how I got here. So the plots get like super intense and like super crazy and all of that jazz. Let me think of an example of a dream that I'm not going to share on the podcast. Fuck. Okay. I mean, freak.
It's too late. This is an explicit episode.
I'm so sorry. I'm trying so hard.
My listeners who are like 12 are like putting on their headphones for this one. They're like clutching their pearls.
Oh, good heavens. I hate when Howard's on the podcast. So I had one dream where I was in space. I was on a spaceship. Dun, dun, dun. And it was like me and this crew of 5 people. And the spaceship was running out of oxygen. So we all had to escape. But there wasn't enough like escape pods. So 2 people had to stay on the spaceship. And so the entire dream was us trying to like figure out who would stay on the spaceship with me. Yeah. So like my whole thing was like, oh, I'll stay on the spaceship. Like it's fine. Cause like in this dream, like I had lost everything. My family was gone. Everything that like gave my life meaning was gone. So I was like, you know, I'll stay on the spaceship. Like I have nothing else to live for. So yeah. I was like,
like, it's chill.
Yeah. And so there was these like 4 of the people who were like debating and trying to figure out like who is going to stay on the spaceship with me. And it was like a time crunch. Like there was like 4 hours to figure out who's going to stay on the spaceship. Because it's running out of oxygen. And then the way it ended was basically they tricked the one guy who used to bully me into staying while they escaped without him. And so he was like trapped. So then the dream ended with us like just like huddled together, taking our last breaths and stuff. And that dream was insane. It was crazy. My dreams are also a lot more intense emotionally. Like there's a bunch of like risk and everything. So, like, they're, like, just super intense. And sometimes I'll, like, wake up and be like, oh, my God, that was crazy. Yeah. I can't believe I dreamed that.
I think that it's so interesting, like, having you on my podcast and having me on your podcast, just because our dreams are so, so, so different. Like, yeah. My dreams are so much more prone to change and, like, I think more fast paced, and there's less of like a slow buildup. And yeah. It's rare for me to have a slow buildup. And I think it's because I have kind of an emphasis, even when I'm not lucid, like I think it's carried over into being not lucid. This like, I always want something interesting and like something really fun to be happening. And I'm always looking for something that's super enjoyable, even if it's just like chill, because I'm not someone that's super hyper, but I'm always looking for something to be going on instead of, you know, like your like routines and stuff. I would never have a dream where I was sitting there doing something for that long unless it was like a critical part of the plot. Like if I had to like pick a wire to like disable a bomb, like that could be something that I spent a long time doing. But otherwise, the chances of me sitting there doing something for that long that doesn't really matter to some long-term goal, like, those chances are very slim.
Yeah, I think Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, because I'm always, like, doing something and I'm always interacting with other people. And there's a lot of scenery change in my dreams. There's just a lot going on.
Yeah. So I think that's because it kind of like tells what type of people that we are. Not saying that like you're clearly an awful person because of this. No. But like for me, my dream is always like the first part or like the first like, let's say 30 minutes of the dream is like world building and trying to like really build this world and make it as realistic as possible for me.
I think it comes from your background in like,
yeah.
Yeah. In what is it even called? But just in like theater and like the script writing and stuff. I think it comes from your background in storytelling.
Yeah. So like that's how things. And I also think me as a person, like we talked about this. You talked about this in your episode. I wasn't there. I was listening though.
How, and like, mentally you were there.
Yeah. I was there with you spiritually, you know?
Yeah.
But in one of your episodes, you mentioned the fact that you can't remember people's names. Like,
no, I can't.
To save your life. But that's the first thing I remember. Like every person in my dream, I remember their names. And I remember, like, at least what they look like or a gist of what they look like.
Yeah.
And that's just because in real life, when I meet someone new, I always try to get their name first, and then I always try to like keep saying their name throughout the conversation. Like, take a drink every time I said Jennifer's name, because I probably said it like multiple times just to like help me remember as well. Or I'm just a person that pays attention to detail, and I have a naturally really good memory, so I remember things very well. Like, my friends always freak out because the first time I met them, I remember what they were wearing. I remember what they said to me. I remember what they looked like. I remember what they smelled like. I remember what they had for lunch that day.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're like, girl, I don't even remember seeing you. And I'm like, oh, all right. That's fine. No, that's cool.
But my cousin is like that. She knows the address of every friend that I have here just from seeing their house one time.
Yeah, that's me. Like, I can remember things. I'm also just like a audible learner. I don't know if that's the right way to say it. So if I hear something like once or twice, I can remember it pretty well.
Yeah, and I'm a visual learner. I love podcasts, but I still like absorb stuff because I love podcasts. But if I'm not working on something visually while I'm listening, it's really difficult for me to just sit there and listen.
Yeah, that's why I think it's so interesting, because you can like see those details in the way of our dreams and stuff like that. Like, even like when I'm doing my, like, in my dream, when I'm doing my morning routine, like, I'm always listening to music in those moments. Like, and that's because in real life, when I sleep, I am listening to music. So the music that I'm listening to will play a part in the dream, because I'm just sitting there listening to music. So I'm doing my morning routine and getting ready and like debating on whether I wear the red cardigan or the purple cardigan. Like, that, there's like a song playing while I'm doing that. So, yeah, I think that's really interesting.
That's some good stuff. I wanted to backtrack to outfits because I forgot this one thing specifically. Mm-hmm. When I used to have dreams, I had a lot of dreams where I would fly with
wings.
I had butterfly wings that I flew with a lot. And those were green and purple, or blue and purple, depending on the dream. But those were like the major colors that they were. And I also would fly with big like angel wings. And those, they were actually more black. They were black more often than they were white. And so it was more like they were not white angel wings, which I thought was funny when I was younger, because I was like, what? But it doesn't matter. But I was like kind of like obsessed with this idea that like when I would fly in my dreams, I was just always wearing something that I would wear in real life, of like tennis shoes and jeans and the outfit that I already described. And I thought that that was so lame. So then when I was, I thought it was super lame, and I was like, that's not acceptable. Like, I can't do that anymore. And I don't know if it was fifth grade or sixth grade, but it was one of those that I was like, I'm done doing that. Like, I'm not doing that anymore. And I would sit there, and I took time one day to fully imagine like what I wanted to be wearing when I was flying like that. Mm-hmm. And I took inspiration from this specific book series that I loved. And it's the Cassidy Jones Adventure series by Elise Stokes. Mm-hmm. And in the books, the girl, they're like, there's like this museum that's going to be robbed, and it's like a superhero series, and she has super strength, which I think is really rare for a female protagonist to have. It's like, she was the strong one, and I loved that so much. I was obsessed with her. And in one of the books, she was in this museum waiting for it to be robbed, and she had to dress up like a mummy and lay in like a crypt with real mummies in there. And that was like her disguise waiting for them to come in. And I loved that idea of like the mummy outfit for some reason. And I was fixated on that. And I was like, okay, what if it was like a black like bandage suit that was like skin tight and it looked like those bandages, but it was just all black? Because like when you're flying, obviously you don't want something that's going to get caught on stuff.
Yeah, and, or like flutter away.
Yeah, right? So I was like, okay, obviously that's what I'll go for. And I put like all this effort into designing this thing, and I was like, what if I never even wear it? And it's not like I drew it or anything, because I wasn't an artist, but I just imagined it, and I was like, that's it. And I really settled on this detailed design in my mind, and I still use the same thing in my mind in my dreams. Like, I still wear the exact same thing. And so when I see myself in dreams and I have those big wings, or I'm just like flying around, a lot of the time I'll be wearing that exact same thing that I designed so long ago for that purpose. And so that's one of, that's like another outfit that's like really specific. And it's something that I chose on purpose for a specific use. And then I was able to actually like manifest that into the dreams. That's and it's so still cool. there because it's like my default. It's just what I go to.
You saying that reminds me that, okay, for my outfits, they're usually depending on the plot, but my hair will change.
Ooh.
Because I love coloring my hair. I've always wanted color hair. And so for the longest time, I wanted blonde, like white hair, because I loved anime and comic books.
Classic.
And I absolutely like adored X-Men Storm, like with all of my heart. And so in certain dreams, sometimes I would have like white hair. So that was
something. That is just, that's baddie.
Yeah, that's some baddie energy. And I dyed my hair blonde and I looked great. I knew I would. But yeah, like that's something because I change my hair a lot. And especially because when I was younger, I really wanted colored hair. And my mom was like, no! So I couldn't dye my hair. But like as I got older, like sometimes in my dreams, my hair color will like be the color that I have it or be a color that I'm thinking about sometimes or like a style that I'm thinking about. So
in terms, oh no.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say hair is like another element that I totally forgot about. And like the shoes, if I get a haircut, it'll take a long time for my hair to catch up in my dreams.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. And then also I have thought before about like cutting my hair to be shorter, but part of the reason why I don't want to is because in all of my dreams, I have like really long hair, but it's like the idealized, like perfectly done, like long, like mermaid hair. And even though that's totally a fantasy and it's not real, I have this idea of like, oh, but if I cut my hair in real life, then like I won't ever have that dream mermaid hair that I want, you know?
Why don't you just make yourself, if you become lucid, can't you just make your hair do whatever it wants?
It's your yes hair, but it's like I want that to be in real life, like I want them to match like that. And I'm so attached to that design that I see that that actively affects what I do in real life because I want it to match.
Yeah. That makes sense. I think it's so weird though that like it doesn't like change automatically, because like even when like
it's not instant hair, at all,
like when I change my hair when I go to sleep that same day or night or whenever I freaking sleep. I sleep a lot. That's one thing I wanted to mention, that like my dreams are probably like way longer than Jennifer's because I sleep way more than her. So like sometimes my dreams will be like in a span of like this happened in a span of like a year. And obviously I didn't dream for a year straight, right? But I probably like was sleeping for like 12 hours and that's why it was like a year. Because I was just slumped because I low-key have narcolepsy. I'm not going to lie. So yeah. But, like, if I change my hair, so, like, right now I have, like, Cruella kind of hairstyle. So it's, like, white at the top and, like, black at the bottom. Before, I had my hair, like, completely blonde. And so when I changed it to this, when I went to sleep, I had this hairstyle because I changed it. So it's like that. So it's, like, pretty instantaneously. Or, like, if I'm, like, ooh, I really want to get this hairstyle, but I don't know how it looks. Like, I wonder how that looks. Sometimes in my dream, I'll have it and I'll be, like, ooh.
Dang. What the heck?
Yeah. It's just, you know, I have to manually. Sometimes I just have to manually do it, but it's there.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
That's something. Hey, audience, would you rather have your hair change or your outfit change automatically when you go to bed, but you have to physically put on the outfit, or your outfit spawn whenever you want, but it will take a couple of months for the outfit that you want to
to catch up with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you start wearing it in real life.
Which one? Let us know. do a poll.
Yeah, I'm going to put a comment box so people can comment on the episode. And if they want to answer your question, they can.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That.
Which one you want?
So is there anything else that you want to talk about in this vein of conversation? For, like, things that might change? Oh, my God.
What?
Okay, wait. One more thing.
Oh, go ahead.
My dog, who passed away, her name was Coco. And I still have dreams every once in a while where I'll see her in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, Coco, like, why haven't I seen you in such a long time? And I'll have this, like, I'll see her and be so confused about why I haven't seen her. And, like, why I feel like I miss her so much.
Oh.
And it's so horrible because every time I wake up from those dreams, I remember all over again that she died, even though it's been years at this point.
Yeah.
Like, it's been quite some time since she died. And it's like, I still have dreams where I see her and I'm like, where have you been? Like, why haven't I taken you for a walk in such a long time? And that's something that still happens.
That's interesting because, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, my dream analysis.
Oh my gosh.
I'm thinking about it. Like, you know, your dream takes a while to, like, catch up with what's going on in reality. So maybe it's just taking a while to catch up to, like, come to terms with the fact that she's passed.
You know, because I would think that. But, like, even though, like, when I wake up, that makes me sad. It's not like I actually, like, don't understand that she's dead. Like, I was, like... It's not like she, like, passed away suddenly. Like, I knew she was gonna die and everything, and it wasn't some, like, weird thing. It was just, like, if we get into, like, analysis, I just don't think that people's, like, hearts and souls are, like, able to fully understand death. Like, I just don't think that we can as creatures.
Oh, no, I was thinking more because your dream, like, when you get new shoes, it takes a while for it to be, like, okay,
yeah.
New shoes. I think your dream is just taking a while to be, okay, she's dead.
Yeah, so. And I understand that. I think that would be true if it was, like, every dream with my family, you know? But it's, like, such a random occurrence that'll happen, like, once a year, once every 6 months. Like, it's a very random thing. And in all my other dreams, like, it's just me and my family and my other dog that we have. And it's, like, she's not there. And so it's a very, like, specific.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's, like, a That's very specific dream that she'll be in. So.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's very sad. Those are, like, the saddest dreams I have.
No. That's crazy. You know, I do have something I want to ask you. Because I've been asking all the people that I have on my podcast list.
Yes.
So I don't know if I already asked you it, but are there any senses in your dreams that are either hypersensitive or hyposensitive?
Well, like a lot of people, my sense of smell in my dreams is not really there unless it's like, oh my gosh, I smell the smell of chocolate chip cookies so strong right now. Like, it's like, if it's not some big deal, then there aren't really smells in my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess in terms of visuals, like, everything is just as crisp as reality. But I think because when I'm lucid, specifically, when I know it's not real, I tend to take in, like, the scenery more than I would if it was real. But that's, like, purposeful. Like, I'm more purposeful about looking around and being like, this is beautiful. Like, it's... And that's more of, like, a mental thing than a sensory thing, so.
Wait, so you have, like, 2020 vision in your dream?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are your dreams blurry?
Yeah, because I can't see, so if I don't have my glasses, I'm like...
I guess.
I'm, like, forked. If I don't have my glasses, then I'm, like...
Yeah.
And that's what I mean when I say it's, like, as real as real. Like, anything that I'm, like... like, this is a disadvantage.
But you put on your glasses in your dreams, right? And then it's...
Yeah, but, like, let's say, like, when the dream, like, really, like, hits the fan and, like, stuff starts going crazy and, like, let's say I get in a scuffle, my glasses get destroyed.
So you have blurry dreams, too?
Yeah.
Where the glasses are destroyed?
Yeah, I had a dream where I woke up and my glasses were missing. and I was in the dark and I couldn't see and I like fell down the stairs.
So it was a purely sensory dream.
Yeah, because I couldn't see that very well.
Oh my god.
But like, I think because my vision, for context, my vision is -8.
Oh, I have 20/15.
Yeah.
And one eye in 20/20.
How does it feel to be God's favorite?
God's little princess.
Yeah. Like, my vision is so bad that like my glasses are like magnifying. So if I like move them away from my face, my eyes will get like really tiny and I'll look like a slug. Like, it's that bad.
The opposite of Gollum.
Yeah, I'm reverse Gollum. I get tiny eyes. So I'll show you after we finish recording. It's
so good.
Crazy. But because my vision is so bad, my other senses are more heightened because of it. Because if the lights are off and I don't have my glasses, I'm blind as a bat. I can't see anything. I can't see like depth.
Jeez.
Or anything like that. So like someone could be standing right here in the dark. And I wouldn't know because I wouldn't be able to see them. I could probably like feel them breathing on me and I'd be like, ah, but like, that's it.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
That ain't it.
It's not it, Chief, man.
Nah, my vision's perfect in my dreams. Underwater, like above water, flying really fast, even though in real life the air would like blind you. It's like, no, it's good.
I only had one flying dream and it was amazing. I had wings.
It's good stuff. When I was reading my journals before this episode, I was like, when I was younger, I used to fly in like every dream. And I'm like, what happened to me? Like, why did I ground myself?
Yeah, so, don't.
No, so I'm going to try to get back into that. I just need to like be purposeful about it. So
yeah, it was one of the best dreams ever when I flew. I mean, before they broke my wings. But
of course,
come to my podcast and listen to that dream series if you want to know. But yeah.
Well, is there anything else in terms of change that we should discuss before we end the episode?
And change. I don't know. I think that's everything about
change. Well, it kind of feels like everything to me that we wanted to discuss. So
yeah,
I think we're good on that front.
Yeah, I think we are.
And I think it was, we had some good discussions in there. We had some good dream style variation, like I thought we would.
Very different.
Yeah, like it's extremely different. And that's good because then hopefully everyone who listens, you know, will be able to find something that they're like, oh yeah, my dreams are like that too.
Yeah.
Or they'll be like, wow, my dreams are nothing like that.
And they're like, what is this Howard chick talking about? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the people that listen to my podcast that have talked to me have been like, dude, like, how do you have dreams that aren't just about like getting up and going to work or like going to school? Like, people have dreams that are very monotonous.
That's interesting.
And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, dude, like, you need to be like using your imagination. Like, you need to be reading and watching movies and like, you need to become a huge Star Wars fan. Like, yeah,
they
something.
Seem more like type A people, right?
Like, yeah, like, you need something that keeps that other like part of your brain going and active. And then you have to really like embrace it.
One thing about Scary Story Showdown that I love is the people on there. I get to hear how their dreams are.
Yeah.
And one thing that I find very interesting is with the couple of times that I've had other creatives, so people who are in like the performing arts, not just like acting, but like dancers or musicians, the way they dream is crazy. So I had this one actor on and he's like, yeah, I have dreams where like I'm not even in it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even in it at all. Like, there's a whole plot. There's all these characters, all this stuff. And I'm not even there. Like, I'm just, I'm the cameraman. And I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I have dreams where I'm like sitting and like watching it and I'm not in it necessarily. But most of the time, even if I'm watching it, then I'm, like, in it a little bit.
Yeah. But I think the most – I've had dreams where I'm in it, but I'm, like, I'm the side character. I'm the NPC.
That's good stuff right there. Yeah.
And so, like, my friend Elle, who used to be a co-host and might be coming back. yeah. I know, right? It's so exciting. But I had a dream. It was such a weird dream. It's called Just the Two of Us. you, this is for you specifically, just go listen to that. That episode was a trip. But she was the main character of that dream, and it was crazy. And I was just like there for the ride.
Nice.
It was so crazy. But yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So I think we've talked about everything we needed to talk about. This was such a good episode. Hawa, thank you so much for once again being on the podcast.
Thank you for inviting me.
And go listen to the episode that I did with Hawa for the Scary Story Showdown, which was a really good episode, guys. And I'm sure that this will not be the last time we all hear from you.
Maybe I'll come back on and do my one good lucid dream.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
And again, Hawa's podcast is called It's Just a Dream. And it's really good. And it's all like dream stories. So maybe people who need inspiration for like the kind of imagination stuff, maybe you might want to check out her podcast. And everyone, just as a reminder, keep your eyes out looking for the video episode that I'm going to do. It'll be my first ever video episode. And it is dream adjacent because I want to talk about something I'm super comfortable with. So I will be talking about some of the books that I love that have inspired some of my dreams and that like the characters have shown up in my dreams.
What book are you reading right now? I'm just curious.
Yeah. So I am. Yeah. Right now I'm rereading Illuminae. And Illuminae is by J. Kristoff and Amy Kaufman.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a super weird book, so if you're not someone who reads a lot, it might not be for you. Or maybe it is, because the formatting is really weird. So if you don't like traditional books, maybe you'll really like it. But it's a weird book, because the whole thing is supposed to look like it's like files, like case files.
For wait, what is it called? Hold on, I'm writing.
Illuminae. And it's the first in the Illuminae files, which is a trilogy. And when I say, sorry, I'm coughing a lot in this episode. When I say that I cried the first time I read this book, guys, I was like, I was like crushed by this book, and it's so good. And it's really, it's sci-fi. It's pretty darn gory, and it's like, it's explicit, and it's really, really good. Like it's the real feel for like the space stuff, because it all happens on like ships in space. It is so freaking good, and I'm rereading it, and there's like this AI in the book that's like my favorite character. Like, oh my gosh. And I cannot spoil the book because anything I say about the ending will just like destroy it. But that's what I'm reading right now, and it's a reread because I didn't read book two fast enough when I read it the first time. So now I'm reading book one again so that when I read book two, I can get the whole experience. And yeah.
Have you read I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream?
No, I don't think I've ever heard of it.
It is also a sci-fi book. I think you'd really like it. It has to do with an AI as well. And it's a short read. It's only like 114 pages.
Oh, it's like a little novella. Is it sad? It sounds really sad.
What gave it away? Is it the title? I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream?
Yeah, it sounds pretty horrific.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, but I will talk more about my books in that episode. So, so we need to stop now. Okay, so,
I'm sorry.
We talked about Hawa's podcast, everything. Go check her out. Go listen to all my other episodes. And I hope everyone listening has a good day, a good night, a good evening, a good morning. All that stuff. Get out there, guys, and dream on. Thanks.